W 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always ABC streaming on the News Civic Media app.
A wayward and unresponsive plane flying over Washington, D.C. caused the military to scramble fighter jets before the plane went down in Virginia. No survivors were found. A close call between a Chinese warship and an American destroyer in the Strait of Taiwan. U.S. officials call it aggressive action, say the maneuver was unsafe because the ships were so close. China accuses the U.S. of aggressive action. ABC's Ian Pannell is at the foreign desk.
U.S. Defense Secretary Austin saying that we don't seek any conflict or confrontation, but nor do we flinch or move away from bullying. The Chinese, however, telling the U.S. to mind its own business, warning any severe confrontation between the U.S. and China would be a, quote, unbearable disaster for the world.
Saudi Arabia now says it'll significantly cut the amount of crude it contributes to the global economy starting next month. That could mean higher gas prices here, contributing to higher prices in general, possibly a labor dispute involving ports in California. This is ABC News. Russia says it turned back what it calls a large attack in the eastern part of Ukraine. It isn't clear, though, if this was the beginning of an expected Ukrainian counteroffensive. Apple today is expected to unveil its first new major product since the Apple Watch.
A mixed reality headset, a device the company has reportedly been working on since 2015. Reports indicate it will look kind of like a pair of ski goggles. A dial on the outside will allow wearers to toggle between virtual reality, where your vision is completely obscured, and augmented reality, where you can see a live video feed of the world around you. Pricing is expected to be in the $3,000 range. A bigger MacBook Air and new iPhone software is also on the docket. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
No city had more dog attacks on mail carriers than Houston last year, according to the Postal Service. And at the start of National Dog Bite Awareness Week, the USPS is asking pet owners to keep their dogs inside while the mail is being delivered. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Great to listen to while having a Lineys and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media. And don't forget the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. A police incident in Oshkosh closed the 900 block of Main Street early this morning. Authorities said only that the street was closed due to an ongoing police incident. Main Street reopened at about 6:15 a.m. The Green Bay School Board meets today to discuss a major realignment plan. The plan includes closing multiple schools and construction of a new elementary school, as well as changing school boundaries. The vote could happen as soon as tonight. Superintendent Vicki Bayer says a decision regarding the closings must be made by January. The Green Bay School District faces a $20 million shortfall. Some sad news this morning from the Oshkosh Police Department. K-9 Lando, a respected and successful member of the force, was euthanized over the weekend after being diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. In sports, the crew tries to make it a sweep tonight in Cincinnati. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
As a roofer, I'm always on the go, so I need to be able to get things done from anywhere. That's why I partner with Beacon. With the new Beacon Pro Plus app, I've got the brands I depend on, like GAF, right at my fingertips. It's like having my Beacon rep in my pocket 24/7. I rely on Beacon because I never stop building, and neither do they. Now through June, purchase through Beacon Pro Plus and earn up to $1,500. Beacon, always building.
At Hookshot Gaming and Cruiser, we're getting you ready for the hot days of summer, giving away a brand new 2023 Harley-Davidson trike. Now through June 24th, go to Hookshot Gaming and Cruiser. Earn 25 points on your rewards club card to be entered to win hourly drawings. $10 rewards plays up to four times a day. Come in June 24th, where we'll be giving away a 2023 Harley-Davidson trike, along with five cash consolation winners. Roar into summer at Hookshot Gaming and Cruiser. It's dad's turn to be celebrated at Hookshot Gaming and Cruiser, Sunday, June 18th. Dads receive $10 rewards play after earning 25 slot points up to four times. They also are eligible to win hourly drawings for gifts fit for all fathers. Bust out your boards and start warming up. Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser will be having a co-ed cornhole tournament July 8th. Registration is only $20 per team and now open at the Rewards Club booth. Be one of the 32 teams that receive $10 rewards play just for showing up. Only at Ho-Chunk Gibbinacusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gibbinacusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off, this is it.
Scobody boo boo. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
How do you feel about Amazon? Simple question. 844-967-2789. How do you feel about Amazon and how many different services they provide and how many different industries they play in? Is it convenient? Is it simply the free market? Are they a monopoly? Do you feel like they've ruined? Well, I guess Walmart really ruined Main Street, and then Amazon potentially ruined Walmart.
Finished off the rest. Yeah.
But how do you feel about Amazon? Do you use it begrudgingly because it's so convenient, but you don't really like admitting that you shop on Amazon as much as you do? Do you avoid it at all costs because of the monopoly of it and wanting to shop local? Just as simple, how do you feel about Amazon? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Jane Matinere, how do you feel about Amazon?
You know, it's interesting. I am a Prime member.
Okay.
And I like the video. I like the Prime video feature. But I don't shop nearly as much as I used to on Amazon.
Interesting.
I'm trying to buy more local.
Okay.
You know, local hardware stores, local, even though DSW is a chain, but just I'm trying to spend more dollars in my own neighborhood.
I think that's admirable and good. I find myself in the times of needing something fast.
You can't beat it.
It's just the thing that I know if I order it today, it'll be here by tomorrow or the day after.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know this about me, Jane. I'm not always good at planning ahead.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked by that, Kristen Bry.
So I'm going to an event on Thursday, and like the theme is purple-ish. And so, yet literally, like this morning, I was like, I need to get some purple accessories. And I was like, what am I going to? Because if I go to shop door to like at brick and mortar stores,
right,
they may just not have something. And if I order it from somewhere else, it may not show up yet on here on time. And so, like, that is usually where I find myself going to Amazon. Because I know that they'll have it. I know they'll have something, and I know it'll get here in time. But I squarely put myself in the bucket of shame. Shame about using Amazon as much as I do, because simply because of the convenience and not because it's a superior product, or, you know, like I totally would, like, with full understanding of how detrimental Amazon is and what a tool Jeff Bezos seems like he is, still being like, well, darn it.
It's the Amazon cone of shame.
Yes.
Essentially.
Yes. Yes.
The Amazon cone of shame.
Sponsored by Amazon.
Yes. Brought to you by Amazon. You too could have your own cone. Just order now. Now, I hear you. It is so convenient. But I've gotten some things through Amazon that were not great. And I didn't want to have to go through the whole return process.
But they make the return process so easy.
It wasn't as easy a couple of years ago as it is now.
Okay. Because now you don't even have to repackage it. You literally just have to, you have to put it in the packaging.
But
you don't have to put it in a box.
I know.
And they just scan it at UPS or Kohl's or whatever. And they're like, all right, you're good.
Yeah. But again, that wasn't necessarily the case a few years ago. So the stuff I've gotten from them has not always been of the best quality.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Things come dented. Things come dinged. Things come a little
things
bent.
Don't last. Well, I'm on my second phone mount in the car. So I don't have my phone in my hand. Like, I can, like, if I have directions up or whatever, right. I'm getting done. Over the weekend, it broke again.
And how much did you pay for it? What, 20 bucks?
20 bucks. So how do you feel about Amazon? And I'm asking for a specific reason that I'm going to get to in a second, but I would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Over the weekend, there was some news. It's rumors. It's just rumors. But Amazon may soon enough be dangling yet another perk in front of prospective Prime members. The chance to save bigly. I haven't heard that in a while. The chance to save a lot of money on your monthly phone bill. And so the company is in talks with wireless carriers about potentially offering a Prime wireless plan that could range anywhere from $10 to $0.
What?
You could, instead of paying the average American phone plan for an individual is $144 a month.
Oh my gosh.
And this is, again, it's rumors, but it could be somewhere between $0 and $10 per month for Amazon Prime members. So you'd still have to be a Prime member.
Okay.
And it sounds like the reports are T-Mobile, Verizon, Dish. They've all been involved in the talks, though the idea would take months. And no one is actually saying that this is a real thing yet. But obviously some sleuth reporters are hearing things that these conversations are actually happening. But as they said, we're always exploring adding even more benefits for Prime members, but don't have plans to add wireless at this time. But I saw that this morning, and it would be a huge benefit.
That's enormous.
And it's also like, talk about monopoly, especially with the Sprint T-Mobile merger, Verizon. I mean, it's not a monopoly because it's three companies, but like, they have you. For the most part, it's like internet. There's just like energy, internet, phone companies, like they have you.
Yep.
And so to go from paying somewhere between $90 and $150 a month to zero for the cost of your Prime membership of $130, $140 for the year, it's like, is that bad? But also, like, this is within the same 6 month time period that Amazon closed their deal with One Medical. So now they offer like healthcare.
Right.
And it's like, how big and expansive and broad is this company going to go where it is convenient and there is benefits to consumers? But it's also like, are you just getting too big? I don't know. 844-967-2789.
Jay from Bayview is joining us. Hey, Jay, what do you think about Amazon taking over the world?
Well, I thought I'd call in because I listen to you guys sometimes, and I happen to work at Amazon.
There you go.
Currently. And it is one of those things. I could tell you a few of my thoughts before if you have any lingering questions. But the thing is that I like to tell people is that from someone who's worked there for a couple of years and still currently work there, I'll try to not divulge any personal information.
For sure.
But it's it's not as bad from what I've seen, you know, over the past couple of years as some of the things make it out to be, I guess. I mean, you know, personal things that I see personally, it's not, I mean, if,
as an employer,
people always ask me, as an employer, when people ask me, you know, that's so crazy that you work at Amazon. Is it, are you see people wearing diapers or are people like passing out on the floors? And I'm like, no, they stress people to take breaks. All right, that's great. Is it still, you know, physical work in a warehouse? Yeah, it's pretty grueling work, but I feel like any warehouse work is.
Absolutely.
The thing that gets a lot of people, though, is that Amazon has great health benefits, and some of the most vulnerable people looking for health benefits are currently the elderly. So there's a lot of older people that are struggling with the work, but they know that Amazon gives great health insurance, you know, I believe day one. So they're, you know, pushing their bodies to the limit in these hot warehouses, whether or not that's, you know, work for, you know, anybody who comes off the street. I don't know. There's a particular person that probably thrives off of it. I don't know if it's, you know, people that are as old as my, you know, my father, you know, it's a struggle to think about that. And, it's okay. It's not the greatest. There's very few people that I talk to currently that are, enjoying their current work situation in this economic climate. So whether or not, you know, I can say like, oh, it's great to work for this, you know, this huge, huge corporation that I just think about, you know, Jeff Bezos going into space, and Jeff Bezos on his giant yacht, and then he had, like, a yacht for his yacht because he couldn't have a helipad. So, like, he has a separate yacht for the helipad so he can get to his current yacht. You know, that's, you know, a struggle as I'm, you know, sitting in a break room where, you know, like things are breaking down. They're like, ah, we're sorry about this current thing, but, you know, we'll get right on it. And everyone's trying to, you know, have a cheerful atmosphere. There's a lot of good people, you know, just trying to do current work, but it's a weird thing when Prime Day comes around and people, your friends talk to you and they're like, hey, you know, I did order some stuff from Amazon. I hope you don't mind. And I'm like, I don't mind. It's not me, you know, like, thanks for helping me, for, you know, providing me with, like, I can get paid, you know, it's okay. I think a lot of people see it as like a stepping stone. And then very soon they're like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah. So, it's like the trade off where the work is hard and not very rewarding, but the benefits and the pay make it worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot of people, I would say, that, you know, feel that way. And it's because you can kind of get in the door very easily. It is like a constant, you know, rotating, you know, what do you call it? Turnstile of people,
cast,
you know,
of characters, sure.
Yeah, that just like they can freely, you know, let go of like the bottom, you know, 10% of people at the lowest rung, knowing that there are plenty of people that'll, you know, come right in and, you know, get up off the street and, you know, just do the work. So it's a really interesting experience. It's something I've never experienced before in my, some odd years of working.
In your employment.
Had quite a few things.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much. That was a really fascinating.
Great, Jay.
Thank you for calling and letting us know. And thank you for listening.
And I do want to say, Jay, I'm relieved to know that you're not seeing people urinating in bottles.
Or diapers.
That's always good to know.
That's a whole a different aspect of it that I hadn't been thinking about, is there's also the Amazon. And I still go back to Greg's joke from last week of like Jay's folks working in the warehouses and their employment concerns versus we don't get to work from home anymore corporate offices. All right, well, we're going to keep this going. How do you feel about Amazon? And you can take that, interpret it however you want. Do you love it? Do you hate it? Do you think it needs to be regulated? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We'll be right back.
It's It's June Dairy Month. And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 77. Northeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows around 54. Tonight, a blend of clouds and sun again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 70. Temperatures near average Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Once again, highs reach 77 this afternoon, a low of 54 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 78.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On WGBW.
How do you feel about Amazon? Or I guess more specifically, how do you feel about Amazon getting into the wireless game and offering you a free phone plan if you're a Prime member? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And it's not, it's a deal that is still in the rumor mill.
Right.
Versus rolling it out anytime soon. But I... It's just because back in February, we talked about it on this show, is when the deal went through for Amazon to buy One Medical. And now Amazon is in the business of giving you healthcare.
Yeah.
And so the membership benefits of being having access to the One Medical app is you get 24/7 on-demand virtual care nationwide, no extra cost. You can send and receive secure messages through a provider, access your health records, request prescription refills, and all this stuff on like Amazon technology, which is still, you know, probably better than, what does Aurora use? I'm trying to think of what like login thing that I have
Isn't
to like.
Isn't it LiveWell?
Yes, LiveWell.
LiveWell.
I would say Amazon's a little more, the user experience is a little bit elevated than LiveWell.
They're not so bad. They have the beating heart on there.
They do. Yeah. They do have the beating heart. But and so it's like, it's wild to think that under one company, it's shopping and e-commerce. It's Prime and I mean, it's like Prime Video. So like any video and music that you want. It's hardware like Alexa and Echo. It's healthcare with through One Medical. And it also could be a phone service. And so... It just got me thinking this morning. It's just like, to a certain extent, this is convenient and it's offering value. But it's also, do we want one company doing this many things? And that doesn't even get into the fact of what we heard from Jay, our last caller in the last segment, who works for Amazon, of some of the employment concerns of how well they treat or don't treat their
workers.
Their workers. So we were asking you, how do you feel about Amazon? 844-96-PARTY.
It's Jeff Bezos' world, Kristen, and we just shop in it.
Apparently.
From the 541, I have heard great things about the Amazon rainforest.
at least the parts that remain. As for the internet reseller, they have certainly made great strides in expanding web-based retail market and comparative shopping for those who take the time. Also, businesses that don't diversify their model often have limited lifespans, i.e. Blockbuster Video.
Yeah.
Whether Amazon expands under their name or through a subsidiary company, the result is much the same.
Yeah, and like to a certain extent, like I said before, if they offer a more competitive price to undercut, specifically with the phones, Verizon and T-Mobile, is that a bad thing?
But why would those companies even go into an agreement with Amazon?
Well, I don't know if they will be the ones.
Okay, right. Again, this is just rumor.
Yeah, I mean, they were talking, the one that, so they, because honestly, on Friday, all of their stock prices dipped when this news broke.
Oh, I'm sure.
And so so for the mobile, the big mobile carriers, the news sent their stocks down as Wall Street feared a new low-cost mobile offering could undercut their vice grip on the market. Verizon and AT&T dropped more than 3% on Friday, and T-Mobile fell over 7%. But the smallest player of the group, Dish Network, if you remember putting satellites on your house, they did not comment, but they saw a surge of 16%.
That's really interesting.
So the provider is trying to revamp its image from the people who sold your parents an expensive satellite dish to a big name wireless competitor. And a deal with Amazon could be the key to making that happen. So there you go.
Does Amazon need to continue to grow?
Probably.
They can't remain profitable even if you don't continue expanding?
Well, most of their business lines aren't profitable. They make all their money from cloud services.
Oh, wow.
So they, from like cloud storage, that's where they make most of their money. And they lose money every year on shopping, largely because of what we talked about before with the e-commerce is such an expensive business to get into because Amazon has changed our expectations around being able to return whatever you want, being able to return things after you actually even wear it.
Right.
How fast shipping is for free. And so the expectation, and all that stuff is very expensive. So as far as I understand, Amazon does not make money from their e-commerce business, their business line.
They've just made us really spoiled.
Which makes it thus very hard for other e-commerce companies to compete on the customer service aspect of the scale of being able to ship things that fast, be able to respond that fast, being able to make returns that easy, and also not like lose, like be gouged on returns. And that actually, I think, I haven't read into it more so than just a couple headlines of there's now a new movement of e-commerce to not make it like return anything. You can just return anything because they're losing so much money on it.
That's crazy.
And so yeah. So I thought that was, again, the cone of shame. I don't know. Like, I feel like, because I don't actually have, I hopefully they never crack down on, just like Netflix did on password sharing for Prime. Because I certainly, between Mike's Prime and my mother's Prime, have never had to have a Prime membership myself.
Well, I do all the shit. My husband will tell me things he wants from Prime because I'm the one with the membership.
Yeah.
So,
which
yeah.
makes a little more sense. I think I should get off my mother's entirely and just our household of Mike and I can have a Prime. But the fact that I've been on my mom's basically since I think Prime was rolled out.
And by the way, I probably have a couple purple accessories that I can loan you so you don't
get
have
some purple earrings for me?
I'll look.
All right.
We can find something for you.
All right.
So you don't have to wear the Amazon cone of shame to go shopping just for purple
That will
earrings.
Fall apart and like by next
gonna,
week.
It's going to disintegrate.
All right. When we come back, headlines, the good, the bad, and the petty. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
summer. 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. A wayward and unresponsive plane flying over Washington, D.C. caused the military to scramble fighter jets before the plane went down in Virginia. No survivors were found. A close call between a Chinese warship and an American destroyer in the Strait of Taiwan. U.S. officials call it aggressive action, say the maneuver was unsafe because the ships were so close. China accuses the U.S. of aggressive action. ABC's Ian Pannell is at the foreign desk.
U.S. Defense Secretary Austin saying that we don't seek any conflict or confrontation, but nor do we flinch or move away from bullying. The Chinese, however, telling the U.S. to mind its own business, warning any severe confrontation between the U.S. and China would be a, quote, unbearable disaster for the world.
Saudi Arabia now says it'll significantly cut the amount of crude it contributes to the global economy starting next month. That could mean higher gas prices here, contributing to higher prices in general, possibly a labor dispute involving ports in California. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. A 41-year-old Antigo man has been arrested after a standoff with police. The incident started just before 9 p.m. Saturday after police were called to a domestic dispute. Upon arrival, authorities learned two young children had been taken hostage, and the man threatened to shoot the police. According to Antigo Police Chief Daniel Daly, tactical units were able to rescue the children. The situation resolved shortly after 7 a.m. Sunday morning. The Green Bay School Board meets today to discuss a major realignment plan. The plan includes closing multiple schools and construction of a new elementary school, as well as changing school boundaries. The vote could happen as soon as tonight. Superintendent Vicki Bayer says the decision regarding the closings must be made by January. The Green Bay School District faces a $20 million shortfall. In sports, the crew tries to make it a sweep tonight in Cincinnati. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old. Spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this. Corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Now that's tasty.
A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9. WGBW.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org.
Our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we're here early.
We are.
We started at 10 today instead of 11. We told you we would do this. So hopefully anyone who's thinking that they're going to join at 11 realizes they'll only get an hour.
Yeah. We're on 10 to noon.
Because we're out at noon. And so far, so good, it seems like.
Yeah, definitely.
With the changes this morning and the changes of all the lineup,
all across the network.
Earl stepped out. Earl said it was really fast.
Well, Earl's been doing a 3-hour show for a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
And we did our first couple of months, and our 1-year anniversary is coming up next month.
July. My anniversary is July 5th. What's yours?
Mine is the 15th.
All right. There you go. Wow, we've been doing this a year.
Just about. But yeah, the first couple of months we did 2 hours, and then we expanded to 3. And now with some additions of talent across the network, now we have been cut back to 2.
Which is fine by me.
That's fine by me too.
Which is hopefully means I'll make more videos now and have other stuff to do.
Yeah.
Certainly not necessarily just getting the time back to go twiddle my thumbs, but we will be doing other things and creating other content for sure. But yes, we are at our new time, and everyone seems to still be here. We're still getting texts and calls, and no one's called to be like, why isn't Earl on?
Not so far.
Why isn't Todd on?
844-967-2789. If you would like to call in and yell and or text, 844-967-PARTY.
All right. Well, this is the time of the show where we go through some headlines that are good, some that are bad, and some that are, for today, they are, I'm describing it as petty and hilarious.
This may be my favorite segment.
But we'll get to that at the end. So, okay. The first good headline, Disney welcomes gay days in Florida as the feud with DeSantis rages on. So I didn't know that this was a thing. This is a 3 decades. This has been going on since 1991.
Wow, at Disney.
At Disney. And Disney doesn't organize it. It is organized by outside groups, but it is during Pride, and it is a week-long event of gay, and it's called Gay Days. And it's LGBTQ plus people descending upon Disney World and having a week of events, and they're going on the rides and everything.
Tons of money.
Bringing in tons of money. And despite travel advisories, despite the atmosphere in general right now on DeSantis, considering DeSantis's war on woke culture, even though this has been happening for 3 years and this is not a new being gay is not a new phenomenon, turns out.
Shockingly, no.
But it sounds like it was a little bit slower than it's been in the past because of, like I said, the travel advisories, and also I think the calculation of, do you want to spend your money there? But it also, I think for some people, saw it as a act of celebration, an act of protest.
Yes.
That we are here, we're not going away. And it sounds like it, so far, it's gone off without a hitch.
Great.
So I thought that was a good thing for them, and a good pride story. I also got a good pride story to end the both hours, because I went to Pride yesterday. And on Friday.
What a beautiful weekend
that
for it, man.
Wonderful.
Oh, it's perfect.
So we'll get into that later. But then also, Tennessee has some interesting
this was big
news that we will get to in a second. But another, I'm putting this as a good, well, it'll be even better once it actually passes. But another good headline, some updates on the Safe Harbor Bill, which we've talked about before on the show, which is regarding in Wisconsin. So riddle me this. Help me make sense of this. So the age of consent to sex in Wisconsin is 18.
Okay.
So if you are an adult who has sex with a minor that is consensual, it is statutory rape. If there's money involved, the minor can get charged for prostitution.
Right.
How does that make sense?
Yeah, it doesn't.
How does it make sense that simply because even though they're still under 18, now they are liable. They're not being preyed upon. They're responsible for their actions when there's money involved, but not when there's no money involved. And so this is a bill that has been introduced 3 times. This is the 4th time it has been introduced. It had a hearing last Thursday. It is bipartisan. And this is the same, is similar legislation that's been passed in multiple other states that it's referred to the Safe Harbor Bill. So basically it's saying that if you are a minor, you can't be charged for prostitution because so often, one, you can't give consent.
Right, because you're under 18.
Because you're under 18. And two, it is a fear tactic that human traffickers use for people who are under their
control.
Control. to keep them in control of saying that you, if you tell anyone, you will go to jail. You'll be charged for prostitution. You'll have a record. And so it keeps people from actually coming forward or trying to get help because they think they're going to get in trouble.
And in this instance, here in Wisconsin, they would.
They would, and they have.
Yes.
And so this has been introduced in 2017, in 2019, and 2021, but it has never cleared the full legislature. Here's hoping the fourth time's a charm, because they did, they heard, they had a hearing last week, and I feel like there is more momentum on this, and hopefully it is starting to get through to some of the GOP legislatures that know this is not legalizing prostitution. And so I'm putting that in the hopeful category.
Okay, we'll add a category.
The hopeful,
the good,
for today.
The hopeful, the bad, and the petty.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot. all right, so moving on to the bad. I think this is bad. I understand to a certain extent some of the arguments, but Republicans last week cut Evers' $750 million broadband plan from the state budget, saying that the federal funds will take care of it.
Fed money will pay for it.
The Fed money will pay for it. We don't have to earmark this, even though federal money is slow, is very slow. And this money could have helped with different stop gaps, because there is a huge gap between applicants for broadband projects mm-hmm. and what actually gets fulfilled. And it just continues to feel, because this comes back to the market failure. Like, idea of a market failure, right? Because for profit companies, it doesn't make sense. There is not enough
density.
There's not enough population and potential consumers who are going to pay them a monthly subscription to go lay the fiber in these areas. But because internet has, I argue, become a public good that you need to be able to access to engage and be in the 21st century, as we all witnessed during COVID. And so your lack of access, if you need to work from home, if your kids need to work, do schoolwork from mm-hmm. home, being able to actually be on the internet is something that so many of us take for granted. And if you don't have access to it, or it is that slow, you are purposefully being left behind.
Well, in this day and age, this is almost akin to rural areas that got electricity less.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
Totally.
As you said, you have to do everything online now.
And so this is the case where government needs to step in, because it doesn't make sense for private companies to front the money that they're not going to see back from it. And so, but this is like a service that needs to be provided to your citizens. And so the fact that they just don't feel, especially because a lot of these guys represent rural areas.
Right, where they need broadband access. I'm also confused, because I thought we didn't trust money that came from the federal government.
I know. I was thinking the same thing as I was reading this.
Don't we reject we reject federal money all because they're not, I don't know, it's bad money apparently.
Yeah, it's why we haven't expanded Medicaid.
Exactly. Says,
oh, nothing's for free.
Right. We're going to end up having to pay for it in the end. So don't take it. So this seems a little odd to me.
Yeah. All right. So then I want to spend some time on this. So the petty. A couple months ago, we opened the show asking if you thought the Bible should be banned in schools. As we're talking about
book banning.
Book banning and what is appropriate subject matter and topics for children. And so often the books that are getting banned are citing mostly sex. Mostly.
It's pornographic.
It's pornographic. And so in Utah, a parent, this was a couple months ago, a parent wrote a letter asking for the Bible to be banned and had plenty of quotes from the Bible that were, you know, borderline obscene, because the Bible's a little violent.
It's extremely
violent.
It's got
violent. A lot of sex in it. It's got some incest in it.
And rape.
And rape. and lo and behold, a Utah school district banned the best-selling book of all time. The Davis School District in Utah is removing the King James Bible from its elementary and middle schools after a parent complained it was too violent and vulgar to be read by children. It might not stop there. On Friday, another parent from the same school district issued a complaint about the Book of Mormon, which is a religious text of Utah's own Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Last year, the state's GOP government passed a law that bans pornographic or indecent books in schools. So both of these are being argued that it falls under that category.
This was always the danger of this.
So this is a prime example of play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Because I am sure there are some parents who are very not happy with the concept of the Bible being banned. And this is the Vice subline. So the headline was Bibles banned from Utah schools after parent demanded its removal. The parent wrote that the Bible's, quote, incest, bestiality, prostitution, genital mutilation, fellatio, dildos. There's dildos in the Bible?
I must have missed that verse.
Rape and even infanticide should make it illegal in schools under Utah book banning laws. And I think they're right. I mean, I don't... If that's the rule, that is probably more egregious than most of the books, other books that were in the libraries, as far as full content.
But see, the Bible shouldn't be covered because that's their book.
Yes.
Our book has special powers.
But this has to be for public schools, though.
I would imagine, yeah.
Because it's just like how we were talking last week with the private schools that get voucher money from the voucher program. And it was so interesting, just as a follow-up to that, I saw some of the drama of that play out on Twitter. Because it's Phoebe Petrovic, who we've had on the show before, and she's an investigative journalist for Wisconsin Watch. And Badger Institute and some conservatives started going after her on Twitter for telling, for, you know, I mean,
for talking about it.
They're trying to claim that Wisconsin Watch claims to be nonpartisan, but this is clearly a partisan hack job of her writing that article and also a similar article about the discrimination for kids with disabilities. And she just had to correct them. And hopefully it gets enough attention of saying, I reached out again and again and again, and no one would talk to me. I would love to still talk to you. I will amend my article if one of you will give me an interview.
Which they will never do.
They'll never do. And then they were also saying that she only used like left-wing propaganda as her sources. And she's like, I used student handbooks as my sources. And I felt so bad for her because it's like, obviously you want to stand up for your work. But it's like, this is going to be a losing battle on Twitter because the people who want to believe them are just going to believe them. But I wanted to at least acknowledge that. Of course, they're trying to discredit her now that she is exposed them a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Some more pride news when we come back that should be celebrated. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 78 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, northeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 54. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow, 70. Temperatures near average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Another look at the short range, high of 79 this afternoon. We should dip down to around 54 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 78.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
All my babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news. Babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Metnair. And so my brother-in-law, like, actually first, when it's your brother-in-law, is it, you still call it in-laws when you're both married into the family?
Yes.
Okay. So my brother-in-law.
That's from my understanding.
Loves this band called King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
I'd like it just for the name.
It's a great name. They're Australian.
It's a fabulous name.
And we kind of tease him because he's so obsessed with them. And I still have yet to hear any of their music. But over the weekend, they had a rural show in Tennessee. And they dressed in drag.
Oh, wow.
And so my initial thought was, oh my God, are they going to get arrested? But they promoted it, and literally they had gone to some place in Bonnaroo that was they went to like a thrift store and decked out in dresses and tops and lingerie and sun hats and leggings, all found at a Goodwill store. The members of King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard performed in drag on June 3rd as part of a Pride Night celebration during the third of four shows at Caverns, somewhere in rural Tennessee. And like I said, I thought this was going to be an issue.
Right.
Because everything we know about Tennessee. But hours, this I didn't learn until this morning, mere hours before their show. What I don't know is if they were going to do this regardless.
And I bet they were.
I bet they were too.
Yeah.
But U.S. District Judge Thomas Parker had ruled just mere hours before that Tennessee's law restricting drag shows, the first of its kind in the U.S., was unconstitutional.
Snap.
Cheers all
around. Snap, 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 snap.
Judge Parker, who, it should be noted, was appointed by former President Trump.
Yes.
Said that sexually explicit material is protected under the First Amendment, as is any artistic, scientific, or political speech. An example he cited, a woman imitating Elvis could be penalized under the law as a male impersonator. And so thus, the GOP who had supported this law is disappointed,
I'm sure,
I think was their official quote.
Well, and didn't the judge say something like, this is so wildly broad and, you know, covers so many things. It's just obvious that this is not constitutional.
Yeah. And so I actually don't know off the top of my head if, because Florida's trying to pass stuff like this too, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of measures around the country trying to ban drag. Except, of course, in instances where Marjorie Taylor Greene's new boyfriend.
I didn't hear about this.
Oh, footage surfaced of him dressing up in drag.
Recently or like?
It might have been a couple of years ago. It's within the last decade. But that was just a joke. So that was okay.
Well, and that's what's so funny about looking at the pictures of King Gizzard and what they dress, like what they, it's clearly just men in dresses, which is so different from drag, right? Like watching some of the drag queens in the Pride Parade yesterday, I was wearing sneakers and granted I'm pregnant. So I was kind of like standing for that long. I was like, I'm over this.
It's all about comfort.
But I was in sneakers and watching some of the drag queens walk in the parade in like 6-inch heels. And I was like, oh my God, that's a level of commitment I don't think I will ever have to an aesthetic ever.
No.
Ever again.
Ever, ever.
I don't think I've ever had it. The highest heels I think I've ever worn, and usually by the end of the night, they're off. Like at a wedding or something, is like maybe four. But watching them just strut around, it's like, what are your feet made out of? How do you make this work?
Just
so like that is a apex of just the makeup, the hair, the effort. It's a little different than just throwing on a sundress and rocking your chest hair with no shame whatsoever.
But it was the point.
But it was the point. And it was the solidarity that I still, hats off. And
I'm assuming that the crowd was cool with this.
Yeah.
And this is in rural Tennessee.
This is in rural Tennessee. But I think this is the thing. I think they're missing the mark. Like, I just don't think that the numbers, which is hard to argue because then you see... You see some of the financial hit that Bud Light and Target and Kohl's and some of those places have gotten. So it's like, but then it feels like the numbers don't add up where it's like the actual majority of people, if they are either in like, I don't really care. Like, why are we talking about this? Or are actual advocates and allies. And like, it's a small minority of people who are offended and loud and trying to make this a big deal. But clearly they have enough purchasing power that right. They've impacted these brands enough. But I think like it was the GLAAD report we talked about last week that 75% of people would be okay if their family member came out as gay. 65-68% would be okay if their family member came out as trans. 60-some% were okay seeing people hold hands in public. Like, We are on the right side of the culture debate as far as just let people live their lives.
Right. It's not impacting yours.
And I think it's the same thing with, you know, just the music, like music in general. Like this is about expression. This is about artistry. And I don't think that they have, like anyone who appreciates music, no matter where you live, probably to a certain extent, or like this kind of music is just like, let people express themselves. But yeah, I mean, the show was, that was hit.
Well, and you could argue that the hair bands from the 90s were drag.
Yeah.
That was drag.
Or was gender bending, at least.
What about David Bowie?
For sure.
You know?
Boy George.
Right.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we already only have an hour left of the show. Oh, you want to get some text?
I want to share this one text. And this goes back to the prior segment where we were talking about Wisconsin Republicans cutting out Governor Evers' $750 million to expand broadband, and now they're all excited about taking Fed money. Texter from the 608 says, don't forget, in 2011, Scott Walker turned down $23 million from the feds for rural broadband because they claimed it wasn't worth it to install it, when in actuality, it was just to screw over President Obama. So are today's Wisconsin Republicans actually admitting Scott Walker was wrong? We're not taking that Fed money.
Someone should ask them that.
They would say, we never did that. What?
What?
You're thinking of someone else.
History, it's a good thing to know.
Especially when it's written down.
All right. Well, coming up in the second hour, when we come back, we're going to do a rundown because it is the season. It is the season of getting SCOTUS rulings back. And so wanted to do a little bit of a rundown of what we're expecting to hear from them in basically this month. And then at 1:30, we're going to talk to Joe Salmons, who's a linguist at UW-Madison, who's come on the show before. He's back.
It's going to be great.
Because we're going to talk about the importance of swearing. And I really hope my parents are listening, because it does not mean that you don't have a good vocabulary, apparently. It actually means you have higher intelligence.
We'll find out.
All right, stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Ain't that news, man, ain't that news. I can't wait to get a home where we can finally be alone. Disconnect my telephone. Ain't that good news, man.
It's time to have some fun and make a difference, Waukesha County. Attend the 2023 Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha Dream Builders Gala on June 9th at 6 p.m. in the Domenica Park neighborhood. Help celebrate the accomplishments of last year while helping to create, preserve, and promote affordable housing in our area. Enjoy an upscale barbecue, live entertainment, and the chance to make a real difference in the lives of local families. Register now at HabitatWaukesha.org/events. That's HabitatWaukesha.org/events. Let's build a brighter future together.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy.